Hello, sweet human. Welcome to the Living Open podcast for mystics and seekers. I'm your host, Erin, a Philly-based healing artist and witch. And today, this is a short episode, a little bonus episode, if you will, to share an IGTV I recently did. I wanted to put it on the podcast for you as well. So it's called Shifting the Stories We Tell Ourselves. I did this, I guess, like 2 weeks ago or something like that. And in the video, I talk about the internal stories we tell ourselves, which are shaped by so many things, including fear, ego, trauma, core wounds, life experiences, internalized voices, so many things. And talking about how we can tell ourselves more honest and more helpful and more healing stories. So I'm going to do just a brief chat and then get into the video. So I just pulled the audio from the video right in. So if you hear me say something like referencing something you can't see, or I don't know, my hands or something like that, just know that's why. It's because it was a video, which also means the quality is not quite as nice, but it should be totally fine to listen to. I really love this video, and this topic is really, really close to my heart, has felt really important recently, so I wanted to make sure that you all get to listen to it on the podcast. Before I get into the video, I mean, obviously you're listening to it as an audio, but before we get into the actual episode, I also wanted to talk a bit about the invitation of Imbolc and share that today is the last day to get early bird pricing for the online Imbolc breathwork ceremony. So if you want to join today. You can join later. It'll just be more expensive. So just a few words about the energy of Imbolc. So this is a Sabbat on the Wheel of the Year that happens on February 1st. At Imbolc, the earth is beginning to wake up, and we're really celebrating the approaching return of spring, being through the hardest and darkest part of the winter. So the word Imbolc means in the belly. And this is to offer us this promise of hope and renewal and the awakening of the earth again. Imbolc is also deeply associated with the Celtic triple goddess Brigide and her sacred flame. So however you work with goddesses, whether that's as deity or as archetype, I tend to work with them as archetype and as energy, which is really resonant for me in my practice, but take what you like, leave the rest, you know, integrate into your practice what works for you. But Brigide was one of the most powerful and loved goddesses in Ireland. Imbolc actually became Candlemas. I'm not even sure if I'm saying Candlemas correctly because I don't know, I was not raised Catholic, so I never celebrated that, but it's a Catholic holiday. And she's the goddess of healing, poetry, and smithcraft. So she's associated also with the hearth, with fire, with home, and with water too. So fire and water. And at Imbolc, as the earth reawakens, Brigide is said to be in her maiden aspect. So in the triple goddess, there's maiden, mother, crone. She embodies all three as a triple goddess, but at this part of the year, she's said to be in her maiden aspect, which corresponds with spring, right? The awakening of the earth. So with this maiden aspect, I feel we're really all invited to tap into our inner maiden, this part of ourselves, connecting with the younger part of you that's playful, that believes in magic, that has a vivid imagination, letting ourselves embody creation and pleasure and desire, whatever that means to us, feels very much like Imbolc and like the invitation of Brigide. So this is what we're tapping into, what we're honoring, what we're celebrating on February 1st at the Imbolc breathwork ceremony, which is online, so you can join from anywhere in the world. We're going to be doing a grounding meditation. I'm going to talk about Imbolc. We're going to do a deep breathwork practice around the themes of Imbolc. So tapping into hope, honoring our resilience and the ways we have survived through the winter, tending to this sacred flame of joy and pleasure, desire, creativity that lives within, that we really rely on always, but especially through the winter when our external source of light is not as present. I'm also going to channel a message through the tarot for the group, and you'll receive an in-bulk ritual that you can do later that day on your own or the next day or whenever you like. So come join if you feel called. It's so beautiful to be in community with you all. And if you've never done breathwork before, that's totally okay. If you're a facilitator of breathwork and really experienced in breathwork, that's totally okay. Everyone's experience is welcome. And I'd love to have you honor this sacred Sabbat with us. And, you know, all of these holidays and the phases of the moon, they all have invitations for us. And we get to say yes or no. And it's not a problem either way. But I think when we say yes, we get to really step into a more cyclical, a more spiralic way of living that takes us out of the Gregorian calendar, that takes us out of capitalism's invitations, that takes us out of being the same every day, and yeah, brings us into void space, mystic time, nature time, earth time, moon time, and it just feels really beautiful to me. So you know where to go to join us if you want. The link is in the description, and yeah, you can still sign up after today for sure, but the price goes up. So join now if you want to, and now I'm going to get into the audio track. Today I wanted to get on and talk to you about fear and ego stories. So this is something that's been coming up a lot in tarot readings that I've been doing with clients, and I find myself saying this over and over again, and so I thought it would be helpful for some of you, many of you maybe, if I talk about this on Instagram TV, my channel. I think I just say that so I can feel like I'm like a cool YouTuber or something, which I'm literally not at all. So fear and ego stories. I think I just want to start by saying, like, we tell ourselves stories that make us feel things. Yeah. So we tell ourselves stories that make us feel things, and these stories that we tell ourselves are dependent on so many things. Internalized voices, things we learned from childhood, they're dependent on our trauma, they're dependent on what we've learned, what we've been conditioned into, programmed into, but we tell ourselves stories around these things, around our core wounds as well. Like, all of these stories come from many different places, and those are just some of them. And so we tell ourselves stories. What I mean by that is, I'm going to give an example. Let me think of what example I should give. So say that I am thinking about leaving my partner. Brian, if you're watching this, I'm not leaving you. I love you. This is just an example. So say you're thinking about leaving your partner, and you're telling yourself a story, which is really based in fear, that if you leave your partner, you won't have anybody, you'll be unlovable, you'll be alone forever, you'll die alone. And when I'm saying it right now, because I'm not really feeling that, that sounds like really dramatic, right? But I have told myself this story in other relationships, which is why I'm bringing it up as an example, because that is the exact story that I have told myself in other relationships. And so, of course, that story is making me feel something, and that feeling is not good. That feeling hurts. That feeling is pain. That feeling is sadness, loneliness. It's fear. That story that I'm telling myself is bringing something else up in me, right? It's prompting a feeling. It's creating an emotional response, which is then dictating my behavior. Then it feels really scary to leave this person, right? Even if I know it's right for me. So our brains are going to tell ourselves stories either way. It's not about not telling yourself a story, in my opinion, anyways. I think the thing is to tell ourselves a more true and more helpful story. So, for example, a reframe of that story that is more true and more helpful could be something like, if I leave this person, it's going to be painful and I probably will feel lonely at times. But I am supported. I know I'm strong enough to work through it. I will find love again if that's what I desire. And I'm gonna find more love in my life. There's love all around me. There's love all in my life. I'm not gonna die alone. So you can see how that's bringing up a completely different feeling in me, right? So if you're telling yourself this story that if you leave this person, you're totally unlovable, totally alone, you're gonna die alone, be alone forever,
of course that feels horrible and scary and of course you feel terrified, of course you feel sad. But if you're telling yourself a more helpful and more honest story of, yes, it will probably be painful, I will feel lonely, but I will also find love again, partners, multiple partners, casual sex, whatever it is that I'm looking for, I will find all kinds of ways of connection, and I'm not gonna be alone forever. That's a more true story. And you can feel how, yes, that might also bring up a little bit of fear, but I think to me, when I say that, it feels completely different in my body. It creates a completely different response, a completely different reaction. And so that's something that's more helpful. And if I can base my behavior on telling myself that story, it's going to serve me more. Right? It's going to serve me more. It's going to be more in alignment with the life that I want to have, with the person that I'm wanting to be. So it's about telling these more honest and more helpful stories rather than these stories that we have been taught to tell ourselves, that we've probably told ourselves for a long time. And to get into the neuroscience behind it, I won't because I don't know. But I do know that we can carve new pathways in our brains. But some of these pathways that have been carved by all this conditioning and programming and trauma response and everything that we've learned and been taught. If you wonder why I'm always shifting my legs around, it's because my feet fall asleep like literally so fast. Now I forget what I was saying with that, but had to adjust most importantly. Okay, so... Oh, yeah, we can carve new pathways in the brain and healthier responses and more helpful ways of speaking to ourselves, more helpful stories to tell. So I think that to start, it's first about the skill of awareness. So just noticing when you're going there, noticing, oh, I'm telling myself a story. How interesting. So seeing if you can just notice, first of all, I'm telling myself a story. This is making me feel this way. Let me honor this feeling, of course, but also know, okay, I'm telling myself this story that may or may not be true. So pausing, breathing. Let's take a deep breath right now, actually. Yeah. Pausing, breathing into it, noticing the story that you're telling yourself, and then just asking. Is this a story I want to tell? Is this a story that's actually true? Is this a story that is helping me, that feels loving, that feels honest? Or is this story coming from something else? Is this coming from something that's not me? Is this coming from, is this coming from fear, ego, the internalized voice of a parent or whatever it is? We have all of these voices, right? And so who's telling the story? We get to choose what story we tell, and that's really what this is about. So being present with yourself in this story, honoring the story, honoring the fact that it's here, honoring the emotion that it's creating. And that might be it at first. So that might be it. Or maybe you also want to ask, back to the feet, maybe you also want to ask yourself, where is this story coming from? You might not know, you might not get an answer, or maybe you do, and maybe it becomes really clear. Oh, this story is something that I learned when I blank, when my father left me as a child, or whatever. There are so many experiences that we have that we can draw on, right? And so it's okay if you don't know, but maybe you'd like to explore and just ask, where is this coming from? What's the root of this story? If you work with the tarot, actually, that can be really helpful if you're in a space where you can draw a card. You could do that in this moment as well. And so working with that, all of it's okay. I think the really important thing is to feel and honor what's here. When we're talking about changing the stories we tell ourselves and the ways we talk to ourselves, it's not about saying there's something... something to fix, something broken here, there's something wrong. It's just thinking about and feeling into how we can create a more hospitable environment within the self, how we can create a more loving and more nurturing environment within the self, how we can reparent ourselves, you know, how we can breathe and tell a different story that is healing for us, that's healing for our inner child, that breaks the chain of maybe stories that our ancestors have told themselves, our parents have told themselves. So I think that's all I want to share. Let me confirm over here. Yeah. So I guess the other thing is, well, not the other thing, but something that I noted that I wanted to mention is just like when we're feeling what's here, we also get the chance to soothe that sweet inner child inside who is terrified of being abandoned, who's terrified of being alone, who's holding all of these different stories and feelings and just really wants to be loved and to be accepted and to be held. So when we tell a different story, we also get the opportunity to say, you're safe, you're okay. You're safe, you're loved, you're held. I'm not going anywhere. I'll never leave you. I'll never abandon you. I'm here for you. So we soothe the nervous system. We soothe the inner child, the child within that we all carry with us. So I would love to hear your thoughts about how you work with stories, how you work with the stories you tell yourself, and you can share those in the comments if you feel called, or feel free to send me a message. I love you all. I hope you're having a beautiful day, and I hope 2020 is a fucking epic year of healing and abundance and magic and collective care and self-care and joy and pleasure for you, for me, for all of us, because We all deserve it for no other reason than we are humans and we're innately worthy of it. So, yeah, join the conversation in the comments.
That's the end of the video. Loving you all. If you want to share your thoughts, experiences, feelings about this topic, I'd love to hear. You can just go and comment on the video on Instagram. It's just a couple of posts back. It's easy to find. And stay tuned for a new episode out on Monday. It's an interview with Lenora Black, who is amazing. She is a sex witch, and it's a really fascinating and fun interview. So stay tuned for that. I'm excited to share it, and I'll see you then.